Chapter 5. The Storm. 3 weeks later, a big storm hits the colony. The camera crew cannot film because they cannot see very much through the snow. They have to wait for the storm to pass, and they are frightened for the chicks. "We could see a lot of chicks with no parents," says Will. "And there were many dead chicks on the ice. Many parents and their chicks were also caught under an ice shelf. They could not get to the colony. It was very sad." The penguins cannot climb the ice shelf with their chicks on their feet. The penguins try to climb to the ice shelf again and again, but they cannot do it. The chicks quickly get too cold, and they do not survive. "Then the evening came," says Will, "and one female tried to climb the ice shelf. She pushed her bill into the ice and pulled hard. She pulled again and again. She was very tired, but she climbed to the top of the ice shelf with her chick on her feet. It was wonderful." Many parents and their chicks are caught under the ice shelf. One female pushed her beak into the ice and pulled and pulled. The male is hungry and thin. Now he leaves for the sea, and the female stays with the chick. But there are a lot of predators in the Antarctic now. The male's journey is difficult. He waddles over the ice and sometimes moves on his stomach. But he gets to the sea and swims into the water. His wonderful feathers and flippers help him to catch and eat lots of fish for him and his chick. Back at the colony, the female walks around with her chick. She is showing it to the other penguins. Then her mate comes back with lots of fish in his stomach, and the chick eats the fish. Next, the female goes to the sea for more food and leaves her mate with their chick. Then she comes back and the male goes. This happens again and again. The female walks around with her chick. She is showing it to the other penguins. 6 weeks pass, and it is now September. The chick is much bigger and does not need its parents as much. It lives on the ice now, and not on their feet. Sometimes its parents are able to leave it in a creche, a large group of chicks. The chicks have their own huddle in bad weather and storms. Now the male and the female can go to the sea together and bring back lots more fish for the chick. Their journey is shorter and easier now because the ice is melting and the sea is closer to the colony. The parents swim in the sea and eat lots of food, then come back to the colony. At the colony, I watched them and thought of parents at the end of a school day, says Will. The creche was very big, and the parents had to walk around from group to group and try to find their chick. They had to call and then wait for their chick to answer. Sometimes many hours passed, and then they found it. But not all the pairs of penguins are happy. Some eggs do not hatch, and some chicks die. After this, the parents do not stay together. But sometimes one of them, it is often the female, does not stop wanting a chick. Sometimes she tries to take one from a different male or female. Then there is a fight. One day, we saw a pair of penguins with a very young chick, says the crew. The male started passing it back to the female because she wanted to give it some food. Then a group of penguins with no chicks jumped on them and tried to take the chick. The chicks make a huddle in bad weather and storms. A group of penguins try to take the chick. There was a big fight, and there were bills all around the frightened chick. The bills hit the ice hard. The chick moved quickly away, and then another female took it. The parents looked down at their feet, and the chick was not there. It was not very nice to watch. There were bills all around the frightened chick. The parents looked down, and the chick was not there.